The Michael J. Noyes House.
Thank you for stopping here. I am Aletha Chamberlain, the granddaughter of the man who built this house, Michael J. Noyes, and his wife, Aletha Tate, whose name I bear. Grandfather Noyes was a New Hampshire Yankee. He moved to Kentucky as a young man. There he married Grandmother Aletha, a bright-eyed girl of the Bluegrass State. They soon after moved to Missouri. Grandfather kept a very exciting diary that relates the events of their trip up the Mississippi River to their new Missouri home. In 1841, my grandparents moved their family here to Pittsfield. Was it because Pittsfield was first settled by New Englanders like Grandfather? I don't know, but he built this beautiful house and started Pittsfield's first newspaper, called the Sucker and Farmer's Record. He sold it, and it later became the Free Press, the newspaper that John Nicolay worked on. Grandfather was much involved in the Masonic movement. In fact, he became one of the leading Masons in early Illinois. On the Illinois frontier, Masonic lodges were important community institutions, both for community service and philanthropy, but also as places for men who wanted to get ahead through networking with important business leaders and politicians. The state's highest Mason, Abraham Jonas, lived over in Quincy. He was a Whig and a political ally of Abraham Lincoln, as was Grandfather Noyes. Another big Mason, Stephen A. Douglas, was the state's leading Democrat, however. So Masonic lodges could be one place where political enemies could work together in cordiality. Abraham Lincoln never did become a Mason. Still, because Grandfather Noyes was a newspaper editor and a Whig supporter, he had occasion to interact with Mr. Lincoln. In fact, I have always been told that in the early days, Abraham Lincoln once addressed the people of Pittsfield, at least those who would come and listen. Here in the yard of my grandfather's house. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I can't even say for sure when it happened. But I have no doubt that it did happen, just as my grandparents always said. In fact, I composed a pencil and charcoal sketching of this place as it looked in earlier days, showing the elm trees under which Mr. Lincoln stood when he spoke. You can see my sketching if you ask over at the Pike County Historical Society. I'd show it to you myself, except that I know you must be off now. Thank you for showing interest by stopping. Goodbye now.
Thanks for visiting. Please proceed to the next location.